Okay, we'd like to again turn to Book of Exodus, chapter 20. We began last week looking at the fourth commandment, which regards the Sabbath day. We'll again read verses 8 through 11. The fourth commandment is the longest. It's the most detailed. In verse 8, remember the Sabbath day. We're to remember to do something with it. We're to keep it holy. That means it's been made holy, and we're to keep it that way. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work. Do all thy work 6 days. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, which would be employees, nor thy cattle, your tools, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day. It's the only day that is said that he blessed. He blessed the Sabbath day, and again, the only day he hallowed it, or he set it apart. We saw last week the first four commandments relate to how we perceive and how we worship God. Those are foundational to the other six. How we perceive God has everything to do with the rest of the commandments. So these first four have to do with how we perceive the Lord, how we worship the Lord. The first three really are the foundation to all, and certainly the foundation to the fourth commandment. The first commandment tells us basically that it's all about God. You get that down, understand that well, everything falls in place. It's all about God. Which leads to the second commandment, there's no other. There's no other. Which leads to the third commandment, since it's all about him, since there is no other, he is to be reverenced above all others. That brings us to the fourth commandment concerning a day. A day that God has set apart. You cannot, I don't care how much you think about it, you cannot break the fourth commandment without breaking commandment 1, 2, and 3. You break the fourth, you've broken the first three. That's true of all the commandments, by the way. You break any of the other commandments, you've broken the first three. Priorities. Again, the first three commandments are telling us that our priority is God. Our priority is God. Now certainly if that's true in our life, we won't have a problem giving him 1 day out of 7 if he is the priority of our life. So in this command, we see in verse 11 of Exodus 20, there is a call to remember. We are to remember a day there in verse 8. We are called to remember a certain day. And we are called to do something with this day, that is to keep it holy. The word holy is sanctified. The root of sanctified is set apart. God set it apart in creation, Genesis 2, verses 2 and 3. We are to keep it separate and apart from all other days. That is, the other days are not to blend in to the Sabbath. We're to keep it separate and apart from all other days. And again, people will break the Sabbath. They think nothing of it. And they'll say, well, God knows I love Him. You've already broke those commandments. By the very fact that you cannot keep it holy shows that God is not your priority. God is not the priority when we break the fourth commandment. So we're to retain its sacredness. God has made it sacred. And we're to keep it holy. That is, we are to retain its sacredness. There's a special use, which we'll get into in the coming weeks. There's a special use for the Lord's Day. And we're to keep it. Now, if we go to Genesis 2, we see that this fourth commandment goes back to creation. And I believe in Genesis 2, verses 2 and 3, we can learn some things about this Sabbath. And on the seventh day, God ended His work which He had made, and He rested on the seventh day from all His work. And we'll see that that refers to the other 6 days. Rested from all His work which God created. I've lost my place here. Seventh day, God ended His work which He had made, and He rested on the seventh day from all His work which He had made. Now there's 4 truths in those verses concerning the Sabbath. We see that He ended His work on the seventh day. We see also that He rested. We see also that He blessed. That is, He set it apart. It also means that He took pleasure and delight in this day. A pleasure and delight that He did not take in the other days. A different pleasure and a different delight. He blessed that day. It's the only day that it says that He blessed. He sanctified it. He set it apart. So, any act of not keeping it separate and apart from the other days is a failure to regard its sacredness. It is a failure to regard its use. Well, what about when I'm on vacation? I mean, that's common sense. The commandment still applies. If the commandment does not apply when you're on vacation, then may I say, then that thou shalt not commit adultery doesn't apply when you're on vacation. Or thou shalt not steal. It applies. It applies when you're on vacation. What does that mean? That means come the Lord's Day on vacation, that day is to be separate. Well, this is my vacation. It doesn't change. People get some funny, and not funny in a humorous way, people get some odd ideas, and they learn to live those ideas, and they raise their children. And then it goes on, and then they wonder, well, what in the world's wrong? Wake up. Wake up. You can't just move the commands around and apply them to certain days. They apply every week of the year concerning this Sabbath day. So the first thing we want to notice is that it was a rest day. And we need to understand what kind of rest the Lord is talking about. But this is stated repeatedly. Notice in Exodus 23, Exodus 23 and verse 12. Again, the Lord, the Sabbath, we're not just talking about a part of the day, we're talking about the whole day. I have a problem with something that is becoming very popular today in the Lord's churches. I understand that Some churches, because of the age of the congregation, people can't drive at night. Perhaps there are some churches where everybody in the church lives an hour away. So they combine their morning, they have a dinner, and then they have an afternoon service. I don't have a problem with that, as, again, if people can't drive at night, or perhaps if people live far away. But what is happening is churches are doing this today, and people have said it. It's great. It gives us the rest of the day. We're going to have morning services, we're going to have a meal, and then we're going to have afternoon service. It's like another Saturday. That's shameful. That's shameful. It's a day that is set apart for the Lord. And if someone is going to have afternoon services, that doesn't end the Sabbath day. You're to continue on. That day is to be observed. You don't go shopping. You don't do those things because it's different. It's a different day. It's amazing how many people complain about how the Lord's people have to work Sunday. If the Lord's people didn't go to businesses, if you took all the people that profess salvation, if they didn't go to businesses, there wouldn't be enough business to be open on Sundays. It's kind of hypocritical to say, I pray the Lord doesn't make me go work on Sunday, and then you go out and support a business on a Sunday. I mean, how much should you tip a waitress for working on the Lord's Day when you're there? Quite a bit, I would imagine. Again, people's thinking is very twisted. We're getting way ahead of ourselves. Here in Exodus 23, verse 12, 6 days thou shalt do thy work, and on the seventh day thou shalt rest. To rest. So there is a rest. Chapter 31, verse 15. Chapter 31, verse 15. 6 days work may be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, and it's holy to the Lord. How serious is this? Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Sounds pretty serious. It's a serious thing. Chapter 34, verse 21. 6 days shalt thou work, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest. In earing time and in harvest, thou shalt rest. Seasons don't change the meaning of this day. Exodus 35:2, 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day there shall be to you a holy day. It is a day set apart, a Sabbath of rest. And notice what it says, a rest to the Lord. So we're talking about a special rest here. Whosoever doeth work therein shall be put to death. So for all those who say, well, you know, the Lord understands it doesn't matter, tell that to the ones who were stoned in the Old Testament time. Go tell them that it doesn't matter. It does matter. Leviticus 23, verse 3, 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest. And holy convocation, ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. So, we see that this is a rest. Now in Genesis 2, verse 2 and verse 3, there are two key words. God ended his work and God rested. Two key words. Ended and rested. So the Sabbath day is a day where the previous 6 days, what we did on the previous 6 days, has ended. It's ended. God ended his work. and then he rested. So there is a rest. What is the rest that he's talking about? Well, it is a rest from the labor of the previous 6 days. He did not rest because he was weary. That's not why he rested. He rested as one who was well pleased. He created 6 days of creation, and he rested as one pleased. God did work on the seventh day. He did work on the seventh day. But his activities on the seventh day were of a different nature from those of the previous days. On the seventh day, he continued to hold things together. How do you know that? We're here. He continued to hold things together, but he did no creation. That's what he did the first 6 days. He also continued to govern his creation. So it's important to realize that this rest is not just laying in bed all day. It's not napping all day. It is not just an entire ceasing of work, but it's different. It's different. Heaven is spoken of as rest for the child of God. There is a rest for us. Hebrews 4, verse 9. Revelation chapter 14, if we turn there. Revelation chapter 14 and verse 13. I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. So heaven is a rest from labor. But they do something in heaven, day and night. They rest from their worldly labors. In heaven, there is no worldly labors. But we do, it's not that we just do nothing. Notice in Revelation chapter 7. But it's a different kind of labor. It's completely different. In Revelation chapter 7, verse 15. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve Him day and night. So they're doing something. What are they doing? They're serving Him. It's all about Him. In His temple, He that sitteth in the throne shall dwell among them. So there is a labor in heaven, but it's entirely different. And when God rested on the seventh day, it's not that he stopped doing everything. He held things together. But his work was different than the other 6 days. He was no longer creating. So we see Sabbath day, the Sabbath day is not complete cessation, but it is different than all other days. It's important that we realize, again, Genesis 2, verses 2 and 3, because that's what the fourth command is based on. He's referring to the whole day. It's referring to the whole day. So we see God rested. We also see that this was a day blessed by God. And God blessed the seventh day. That is not said of any of the other 6 days. What does that mean? God blessed it. Well, it means that this was a special day. This was a special day in the context of the other 6 days. This was a day with special uses in the context of the other 6 days. It is a day that was designed as a gift to man. The Sabbath, the Lord's Day, is a gift to man. And man abuses God's gift to them. It's not a day to punish us. It's not a day to hinder us. It is a gift from God. Notice Exodus chapter 16, verses 29 and verse 30. See, for the Lord hath given you the Sabbath. The Lord hath given you the Sabbath. It's a gift. Therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide ye every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. So the people rested on the seventh day. So it was designed as a gift for man. God giveth you this day. People think that, well, businesses have to be open on Sunday. If it wasn't, what would our economy be? It'd be better. God's given this day. Not as a hindrance, not as a curse. He's given us this day. And I believe God will bless even lost men who honors his day. He's also given it to us for our benefit. Notice Mark chapter 2. Jesus performed 7 healing miracles on the Sabbath day, and we'll get to that on another time. There was a reason for doing that, and that was to teach the Pharisees concerning this day. But in Mark chapter 2, verse 27, after performing a miracle, and he said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for man. God blessed that day. God set apart that day for man, for the benefit of man. So it's a gift. It is not only a day for rest, but it is a day for rejuvenation. And we ought to be rejuvenated on this day. It is a day for you and I to be physically rejuvenated. It is a day to be spiritually rejuvenated. That was one of the purposes of giving the day. Notice in Exodus 23, and we'll close, Exodus 23, verse 12. 6 days shalt thou do thy work, and on the seventh day thou shalt rest. That... This is why you work 6 days and you rest, that thine ox and thine ass may rest, that they also may rest. Why? So they'll be fresher for the next 6 days. And the son of thy handmaid and the stranger may be refreshed. It's a day of refreshment. It's a day of rejuvenation. And when we treat it as if it's no different than the other 6 days, you rob yourself of rest, you rob yourself of rejuvenation. And we'll put the emphasis on the spiritual rejuvenation. There ought to be spiritual rejuvenation on the Lord's Day, which does what? It helps us to prepare or be prepared for the coming week, the next 6 days. Makes a difference. But you just treat it, if someone just treats it like any other day, they don't enjoy the benefits of the day. We ought not rob ourselves of this day that God has given us. Special day. We ought not rob ourselves of the spiritual rejuvenation and even physical rejuvenation and mental rejuvenation that this day gives. You know, companies who think their employees have to work 24/7 are fools. They're fools. The human body isn't made that way. human mind isn't made that way. We're not that made that way spiritually either. That is a cruel taskmaster. And it is a form of slavery. It is one of the worst forms of slavery there is. To be married to a job, to be married to a career, you are a slave. If it takes you away from the things of the Lord. And I've heard every excuse imaginable, and not one of them has changed what the Lord has said concerning His day. It's a wonderful day. We ought to realize that. Let's look to the Lord. Heavenly Father,